The Object of Schools. In 1928, the President of the Republic, Thomas Garrick Masaryk, visited Zlín for the opening of the experimental school which Thomas Butter established, built, and donated to his native town. At this occasion, Thomas Butter held the following inaugural address. Mr. President, on behalf of all my collaborators and myself, I would like to thank you for the great honor bestowed upon us by your visit. Our enterprise grew from very small beginnings to its present size solely due to our assiduous efforts to improve and to develop, in order to enable future generations to profit from the experiences of our difficult pioneer work. We want to make them a base of the curriculum of our professional schools, founded by our enterprise for the young employees. Due to the great importance of these schools for the industrial development, we would like to ask your permission, Mr. President, to give them your name, which will forever stand for a symbol of progress. In these schools, we intend to educate capable people, just as you have done during your career as educator. We want that our young people enjoy work and consider it their moral duty. We would like to bring them up to become pioneers, willing to compete by their service with the entire world, people who find their happiness in perfecting their work and serving their fellow citizens. We want our young people to have faith in humanity and work ethics, the same faith that built our workshops. This school should combine classroom with workshop. It should prove that a word may become body and science may be changed into bread. By our work, we are trying to solve the problem of liberating men from undignified drudgery, to make work a refining pleasure. We want to enable workers to earn decent living for themselves and their families in no more than 8 hours a day. Mr. President, in our workshops, you shall see what excellent help in our endeavours is the machine. You will see that each one of our workers has an electric robot at his disposal. We consider it our greatest achievement that now it is the robot that does the hard work, that used to leave calluses on the hands of our fathers, that it liberates the most important of man's forces, the forces of his mind. It is due to this force that we have managed to improve considerably our living standards, although our region is not as rich in the natural resources as Ostrava or the fertile Hana. We hope that the same force will help us to attain a standard of living which will make us proud before the entire world. Thanks to this force, and thanks to our self-confidence, we can successfully compete on the world markets. We are happy that by noble competition with the most developed nations of the world, we are contributing to the good reputation of our country, the reputation gained by your lifelong achievements, Mr. President. And here, at our workplace, we are expressing our most sincere and ardent wish. May you remain with us for many more years, Mr. President.